Pasta Podcast Series. You asked, we answered. Episode X. How long can we go without water? Hi, I'm Toyon Tarley, an undergraduate student at Penn State Brandywine. On Earth, we often take for granted the role that plants play in the oxygen production and carbon dioxide removal process. In space, other methods are used to remove these byproducts and to reclaim water and oxygen. Reclaiming means to produce a new supply by combining or breaking down byproducts of other processes. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, spelled capital letters NASA, life support system engineers refer to the recycling of water as closing the loop. The byproducts of human metabolism, carbon dioxide, lethal in high concentrations, and water vapor present a challenge in terms of removing these from our atmosphere. Reclaiming water is a more complex process than recycling air. Because water on a space shuttle is produced by fossil fuel and then stored, water recycling is not an issue. On the International Space Station, spelt capital letters ISS, however, there are no fossil fuel. Fossil fuel is important in the reduction of pollution in the air. This is so because in a saboteur reaction, referred to as the global reaction, carbon dioxide is converted to methane in the presence of hydrogen. In this reaction, the methane produced is then capable of further combustion, and NASA intends to have this process work in order to produce water for the consumption by astronauts while in space. NASA's life support engineers are working to develop a water recovery system that uses saboteur reaction. The saboteur reaction involves the reaction of hydrogen with carbon dioxide at elevator temperatures, optimally 300 to 400 degrees Celsius, and pressures in the presence of a nickel catalyst to produce methane and water. Water is one of the necessities of life. Some people can survive without water from 8 to 10 days, while others can survive up to 3 days or 100 hours. However, this varies on the conditions at which the body is being hydrated. For instance, 100 hours can be true if the average temperature is that of the outdoors, and if cooler, these hours are then extended. And if the body is exposed to the direct sunlight, then the hours are lessened. Because the body is constantly losing water from things like perspiration or going to the bathroom, drinking at least a glass of water once a day becomes essential. Therefore, keeping the body hydrated is a must and is crucial to the existence of the human body. You see, because water is a versatile material, it is crucial to the versatility of life. We, as society, truly do not understand the necessity of water. We take for granted the abundance of water that we have now. We should treat water as a luxury item. Water is the luxury for ourselves. If our cells do not have it, they will cease to exist. Because drinking water is one of the most vital parts of living, the body needs it in order to function. Not just any drinking waters need to be thoroughly disinfected before ingestion, because if not, there can be more damage done to cell than we can imagine. Damage to the organs, which can cause the life expectancy of humans to decrease. We have to be extra mindful about how we use water in a water system. You see, the water system is being destroyed by toxic cyanobacteria. And the source of this problem is from society and the many uses of chemicals that we inject into the earth through fertilization, human waste, chemicals that we use to wash our cars every day, chemicals that we use in our everyday life, like washing our hair, showers, the cars that are driven, the gasoline that spills while we're filling up the cars, different toxins that big corporations dump into rivers and different water systems. Some of the most dangerous sicknesses that we are battling, such as cancers, more so gastrointestinal cancers, are caused from these toxins. Because over half of the human body is made up of water, 50 to 65%. We must take water very seriously. There are many different roles water plays in our body, not just human, but also animals. Water acts as a lubricant for more places in our body than we may already be aware of. For instance, water acts as a lubricant for places such as our joints. It is also a temperature regulator for when our bodies are running very hot. Thank you for listening.